You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and Wisc Country 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction has a new interactive map on their website. It shows how federal funding affects each school district across the state. In Wisconsin Rapids, the amount of federal funding received is $5.2 million. This accounts for 8% of WRPD total funding. This funding provides school meals for qualifying families, special education services, among other critical funding in the district. You can find the map at dpi.wi.gov. The Peregrines are back on their power plant perch. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
The Falcons are once again nesting at Wisconsin power plants, continuing a conservation effort that began over 30 years ago. That's when We Energies and Wisconsin Public Service installed nest boxes at their facilities. The program has resulted in the hatching of more than 450 chicks. Three We Energies facilities and one WPS facility are live streaming the nest activities.
A local event will bring students up close and personal with the great outdoors. Brittany Merlot reports.
The Wisconsin Envirothon is an environmental science competition for middle and high school students hosted by the Wisconsin Land and Water Conservation Association. This one-day event has people get their hands dirty in activities in wildlife, aquatic ecology, forestry, soils, land use, and current environmental issues. Environmental specialists from across the state will be there and volunteer their time to judge the competition. The winning high school team goes on to compete at the National Conservation Foundation Envirothon, which is the largest high school educational environmental program in North America. 24 teams will compete in this year's state competition, which takes place on April 11th at Lions Camp in Rosholt.
This Wednesday is Heroes Cafe in Wisconsin Rapids. Come for a delicious breakfast at 7:30 a.m. on March 26th. A group funded by billionaire Elon Musk is offering Wisconsin voters $100 to sign a petition in opposition to activist judges. Here's Joanne Krulatz.
The move comes 2 weeks before the state's high-stakes nonpartisan Supreme Court election, and after Musk's Political Action Committee made a similar proposal last year in battleground states. Musk Political Action Committee, America PAC, announced the petition in a post on X Thursday night. The campaign for Susan Crawford, the Democratic-backed candidate for Wisconsin Supreme Court, says Musk is trying to buy votes ahead of the April 1st election. Musk and Republicans back Crawford's opponent, Brad Schimmel.
Postal employees in Green Bay protested possible cuts to the U.S. Postal Service over the weekend. Here's Lisa Hale.
They're concerned about major cutbacks across federal agencies and the possibility of privatization of the post office. Patrick Van Egeren, president of the National Association of Letter Carriers Titletown Branch 619, said privatization of the Postal Service threatens the jobs of nearly 8 million postal employees, and it threatens the jobs and businesses that rely on the post office to operate.
There are blood drives in the area next week. The Community Blood Center will have a donation opportunity on Monday, March 31st from 2 to 7 p.m. in Wisconsin Rapids. They'll be at the former East Junior High School in room 111. You can schedule your donation by calling 1-800-280-4102. In the town of Rome, their blood drive is on Wednesday. On April 2nd, you can donate with the Red Cross from 10 to 3 at the town hall in Rome. You can visit redcrossblood.org to make an appointment or call 1-800-RED-CROSS. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Bucks lose to the Suns. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks fall to the Phoenix Suns 108-106. Milwaukee had designed a play to get the ball to Brook Lopez for the winning shot, but A.J. Green bumped into Giannis, who was trying to set a pick. Head coach Doc Rivers.
Yeah, A.J. kind of went too early. Knocked Giannis off strikes. We wanted Giannis to come up. Then he was supposed to pick Brook, and Brook was going over, so it is what it is.
It's the first time the Suns head coach Mike Budenholzer had faced the Bucks since they fired him 2 years ago. The Suns played players telling reporters they wanted to win this one for Coach Bud.
There's a lot of history there. And so, you know, I think the most important thing is our players. And, you know, if they gave a little extra for me, that would be great. Good to get the win. You know, they're a great team. A lot of great players. A lot of respect for them. I'm just happy for our players, really, to be honest with you.
Baseball, the Brewers wrapping up spring training with a 4-2 win over the Rockies. Milwaukee with a 16-14 record in Cactus League play. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Film Festival fans, this is for you. Tickets are currently on sale for the upcoming films at the Wisconsin Film Festival. The Wisconsin Film Festival runs from April 3rd through the 10th. They typically offer over 150 films, including 35mm restored film classics, independent films, great personal appearances from well-known filmmakers and actors, and most importantly, outstanding movies from Wisconsin's own filmmakers. Check out the Wisconsin Film Festival website and see what you like. The new Robert De Niro film, The Alto Knights, was a disappointment to critics and now at the box office. Despite heavy hitters like De Niro playing two gangster roles and a script from the prolific Nicholas Pileggi. The film is a total bust after barely taking in $3 million against a $45 million budget. There is a long road ahead for profitability, but it will probably never happen. Conan O'Brien hosted the Oscars a few weeks ago to rave reviews, and now he is the recipient of an Oscar-style award for comedians. The talk show host received the Mark Twain Prize for American Humor, which is the closest thing comedians get to a prestigious award. Appearing with O'Brien to show their support were fellow comedians Will Ferrell, Sarah Silverman, and John Mulaney. The event took place at the Kennedy Center, where comedians poked fun at Conan and the president. Conan is on board to host the Oscars again in 2026. The Mark Twain Prize for American Humor was started in 1997. If you're looking for a new drug caper thriller series to watch, consider giving the show Dope Thief a look. Three episodes are currently available on Apple TV. Two friends play Robin Hood and pose as DEA agents to rip off low-level drug dealers until they make a mistake and steal from the wrong outfit. The show is executive produced and directed by Ridley Scott, among others. New episodes of Dope Thief drop on Apple TV Friday nights. Last weekend's box office was a bit of a disappointment despite a really big release. Disney's live-action version of Snow White, called Disney's Snow White, brought in $44 million at the domestic box office, but that was considered an underperformance for the classic. The film that stars Rachel Zegler pulled in another $44 million from various markets overseas as well. Arriving in second place this past weekend was the spy thriller Black Bag. The Steven Soderbergh film raked in about $4.5 million in its second week, bringing it to a total of just under $15 million. Close behind at number three is another Disney film, the resilient Captain America Brave New World, which brought in $4 million in its sixth week of release. The film starring Anthony Mackie as the superhero has somehow managed to overcome mediocre to poor reviews and shown some staying power. Rounding out the top five from last weekend were Novocaine and Mickey 17, which both brought in a little over $3 million. New releases are just around the corner, folks. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be partly cloudy today with a high in the low 40s this afternoon. The wind will be out of the northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight into the low 20s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, upper 40s. Then on Thursday, it'll be partly cloudy with a high in the low to mid 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry. That's WISCountry.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.